The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them all. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, each season in the church's calendar is an opportunity to prepare us for something greater. For example, during the season of Advent, it is when we prepare for the birth of Christ. It is not just physical preparation. The most important is the spiritual preparation. Because when we prepare, decorating everything, getting everything new, our minds should be pointed, or our minds should go beyond that preparation and think of the eternal banquet when we will meet our Lord face to face. So it would be nice that we make use of every opportunity. Every opportunity we have to make use of that moment. That is what the first reading of today reminds us. That as we are preparing, it is reminding us of the preparation of the eternal banquet that we will have with God. So we have to take advantage of this moment and go beyond decorations and decorate our souls, our hearts, our minds by purifying our souls. In the Gospel of today, we heard how people were brought to Jesus and he cured all of them. Not only curing them, he has to find something for them to eat, reminding us of the extra love God has for humanity. It's just like someone going to the hospital and the doctor will take care of you. And after taking care of you, they buy food, take you to grocery, and get all those things because they know that you need it. It cannot happen. After hospital, you have to go home. But in the case of Jesus, he cared of those people and requested that they be fed. So we see he is taking care of us, not only spiritually, he takes care of us physically, reminding us of his love, reminding us that the presence of Jesus in our lives transforms everything, makes everything to be new and special. So we have to always remember the tremendous love he has for us. He is there for us at all times. He takes care of us physically. He takes care of us spiritually. And the only thing he requires from us is love. Love him. To become his disciples. And also we have to understand that as Jesus takes care of us, we should also think of taking care of those around us. Because he is a master and we are learning from him. Now we are preparing for Christmas. Think about a family that you can help. Put a smile on your face, no matter how little it is. Because Jesus is taking care of us. Therefore, we have to take care of others. So, my dear friends, let us continue to pray for the grace to always appreciate God in our lives and to learn from him. He thinks about us. We have to also think for the good of others.